Welcome to Afyoyim Yerushalmi. Shiur is sponsored as a course of Tovit HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yom Daf Chof Zayin in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting five lines from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara is speaking about the Goyrol, about the lot that they did in the Shtei Asihirim. So says the Gemara, you don't really have to do a lottery. You don't have to do the goyrol. You could do it bepeh. You could come and decide which seir will be the Hashem and which will be the Azazel. And this argues in the Rabbi Yannai that we just mentioned before. The Rabbi Yannai says that Aliyah of the goyrolos is me'akev. So it says the Gemara, Savi Meimar, they wanted to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu echad ayom echad amachar. It doesn't have to be done together. If it's goyrolos, you do it in one lot, so you have to do it in one shot. But if he could choose which one will be the animal that goes Lashem, and which one goes Lazazel, he doesn't have to do it in one time. He could choose one today and one tomorrow. So he used now the gear of Rav Chaim. Says the Gemara, Nicha al Daite de Rabbi Hanai. Pishra according to Rabbi Hanai, I understand why it says in the Pasuk for Nosan Aron, Shtei Arim, same Goyrolos, because you have to do a Goyrol. El al Daite de Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Lazy Dover Nema Gorolos. Why does it say Gorolos if you don't have to do it? Says the Gemara in the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not me'akev. Says the Gemara, must nisa pligol Rabbi Yochanan. You have a clear brights against Rabbi Yochanan. It says a goyvel useu chatos has to be done through a goyvel. Ve'ein Hashem useu chatos. You can't just come and say the name to say this is the korban. Says the Gemara, no. Posalah b'matzliach b'goyvel. Rabbi Yochanan will say that brights says that he did a goyvel. And then he decides to change it. That you can't do it. Then you have to follow the goyrol. But if he didn't do a goyrol at all, he may come and just decide which animal is what. Mastitza pligol abiyanai. But on the hand, we have a brisa arguing abiyanai. It says, lo hi gril v'lo nisvado. He didn't do a goyrol. And if he didn't do a vidui, kosher es shechitza mitzvah achas. It's kosher. He's just missing a mitzvah. And the word does not answer the question from this brisa. Reb Chaim points out that in the Bavli, brings the same question and answers what the Bryce is talking about is the Nesino that we mentioned before. The Goyul is me'akev to do the Goyul, but to put it on the animals, that's not me'akev. Continues the Gemara, bring another question. It says, La Hashem. What is La Hashem referring to? The Pasuk says, Shor or Keves or Ezki Volit. For Yoshivas Yomim Tachasimoi, animals born for 7 days is Mechusus Man, you can't bring it as a carbon. From the 8th day on, then that's Roy Le Carbon. What is La Hashem coming to add? Meaning, you're not allowed to have the two Seirim that come on Yom Kippurim. One goes La Hashem, one goes La Zazel. Even the one who goes La Zazel, which is now going to become a carbon, also cannot be a one who was just born within the last 7 days. It needs to be at least 8 days old. Has a dinim mechusus man. So the Gemara ve'asik kidemar Rabbi Yochanan kerven afilu apeh. That works good with Rabbi Yochanan because he could come and establish the seir la'azazel without a goyrol. So I would think maybe it can be less than 8 days old. But according to Rabbi Yannai, that you must do a goyrol. So of course every animal has to be more than 8 days old because there's a 50% chance that animal will be a korban and a korban has to be at least 8 days old. So what's the Ava Amina that the Seir Mishtelech could be younger than 8 days? The next few lines of the Gemara seems to be extra words, but the Gemara is going to come and repeat what we said before. This was good like Orita B'Yochanan, that old Koyven Afilu Bapeh, and Sabi Memran, we thought to say Afilu Echod Ayom Afilu Mochor, meaning that's what we understood, meaning it could be Koyven on its own. So it's understood that the Seir Mishtelech can be established on its own, and therefore I need a special post to tell you it needs to be at least 8 days old. But according to Rabbi Hanai, Rabbi Chaim takes away the next few words, and the Gemara says, but maybe it will be Oyel Hashem. So of course it needs to be 8 days old. So what's the Chiddush of the Torah? Says the Gemara, so answers the Gemara, according to Rabbi Hanai, talking about he took two seirim, and he took his chance. He said, maybe it will be oile la'azazel. Maybe not. It will be oile la'ashem. So you're right, this animal will be posel. But if oile la'azazel, so maybe it will be kosher if it's less than 8 days old. The chiddush of the Torah is that even though he did a goyul, and by chance it happened to be that the animal that was oile la'azazel, is less than 8 days old, you still can't use it for your same mishtalech. It's still not a good kvius, and he has to take a different animal. Continues the Gemara and says, Shnei Seiri Yorim Kippurim. He went and designated two Seirim. They're about to do a goy roll, decide who's going to be Lashem, who's going to be Lazos. But Shachat Mechutz, he went and shechted it outside of Beis HaMikdash. He's Tani Tani Chayav, he's Tani Tani Potter. Like as if he's Chayav or Potter. Meaning, he's Chayav out the fact that it's Shchut Echutz. Shechted an animal Beis HaMikdash outside of Beis HaMikdash. Omav Chizdo, Mando, my Chayav. The one who says Chayov, I'm going to use here the gears of Abchaim, but Shaloi Koryov a Seir Hanase Bechutz. The Seir Hanase Bechutz refers to the Seir of the Korban HaMusuf. That needs to come in Yom Kippurim. In Yom Kippurim, there's another Seir, the Seir of Musuf. Before Musuf came, you can bring the Seir LaHashem into the Beis HaMikdash. So before you brought the Musuf, any one of these Seirim can be Musuf. So therefore, it's Roy to Korban, and it's Chayov al Shchut Echutz. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, Mando Omar Patur, Beshekor Vasoya Nasa Bechutz. The Seir of Musaf is already done. So these Seir were not really to be Korbanos right now for Musaf. Hi, one of them could be the Seir Nasa Bifrim, which is the Seir Lashem, but you're still missing a Goyul. Before you did the Goyul, it's not really to be any Korban. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv al Shukhdei Chutz. And these two prices hold that the goyul is back, if you must do the goyul, and that's the reason for the machlokes. So says the Gemara in this answer, Rav Yoiso, Rav Chizdo bay medameto le Pesach. You want to compare it to Pesach. To what? Pesach, if you shecht it outside, it is possible. There's a problem of shchut echutz. Why? Even though it's not erev Pesach. Because it could be shlamim. So because Pesach could be shlamim, so you have a problem of shchut echutz. So same thing over here. The Seir, because it could be Musaf, you have a problem with Shchut Echutz. So more of a Loi Damyo. Why is it not similar? So more explains. Omer Amano Bar Tarchu and Blozer Biyuchat Tarvayin Amrim. Blozer Biyuchat both explain. Pesach Shehiber is Banner. Pesach, it's not there. Pesach, it missed the date. Me'eilu Mishtane on its own automatically becomes Shlomim. So the Shlomim is an intrinsic part of the Korban Pesach. But here, in order to take a Seir, which was not designated for Musaf, and make it into Musaf, the Shechita has to change it. And because it wasn't changed yet, so it's not considered to be Roy LePesach or El Moed, it's not considered to be Roy to be a Korban Musaf, and therefore there's no Chiyuv of Shechita Echutz. So it says the word of Soh Ma'i Kedoin. So what is the reason, the Mandoma, that says that if you shech the Seir outside, it's Chayov? Mandoma Chayov Savin Meimah Grolo Me'a Keves. That's the machlok between the prices. If you need to do a goy roll, so then the seir will not really to be a korban yet. You still need a goy roll. But if you hold the girl is not me'akiv, you don't have to do the girl like a b'yuchan before. So then, if it's already really to be a korban right now, and therefore you have because of shchut echutz. So I ask the Gemara, klum yeshka l'Hashem el ha'echot. But yeah, why you have shchut echutz on both? Only one of them is really to be korban l'Hashem. Yeah, but each one of them has a 50% chance to be the one going to be Semidosh. So therefore you are Chayav and Shchut Echutz even for a 50% chance. But Mishihigril, once he did the Goy roll, Chayav al Shashem upatu al Shazazazel. Then it will be Chayav al Shashem and it will be upatu al Shazazazel. Says the Gemara, but the only time he's Chayav on the Seir is only if he's going in order. Now what's the order? The order is that first he shechts the par is the bull, and he sprinkles the blood of the bull. Then he goes and he shechts the seir, and he sprinkles the blood of the seir. So it says the Gemara above, who should not summon the par. Only after he sprinkled the blood of the bull, so then he's chayav on the seir. But if he didn't sprinkle the blood of the par, so it's not yet the stage of the seir to come, so then he's potter. And now we're going to use the gears of Rabbi Chaim for the next sentence. The sprinkling of the blood of the bull, it comes before the shechit of the seir and is me'akev. It has to be in that order. Continues the Gemara, part of the seder avodah is he does goyrul on the seir first. Then he shechts the par. Then he shechts the bull. What happens? He does the opposite. He shechted the par outside, shechut echutz. Before he did the goy roll for the seirim, is it a problem? Do you say the par is already ready to be an korban, or has to be done only after the goy roll, only after he did the lat? We continue in Daf Kof Ches Amud Aleph. Omer Lei Nishmeini Min Ador. We'll learn from the following. It says par me'akev is a seir. The avoid of the par is me'akev. The avoid of the seir. Ain a seir me'akev zapar. But the avoid of the seir is not me'akev zapar. Hadam ro, this teaches you, shachat zapar shlo higril chayov, if you did the shechita of the par outside, before the girl is chayov. Because in Tema Potter, if you're still Potter, Nidni has Seir Me'akev Zapar, say that the Seir is Me'akev Zapar, and you have to finish the Seir before the Par, meaning the Goyal is Seir before the Par. And the reason is because the Goyal is not part of the Avoida. So if you skipped it, the Par is still Roy. And that's what the Gemara goes on to clarify. Omar Shulba Avdimi Yador the Tema and Seir Me'akev Zapar, Pim Matnois Habadim. Meaning, what's Matnois Habadim? The first sprinkling of the blood that's done Bein Habadim, that's done in front of, inside Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there, whatever the Seir has to be done before the Par is not Me'akev. Because the only thing the Seir that is done by the Seir before the Par is the Goyrol. The girl is not considered to be an Avoida. Aval bim Matnois HaParoiches, Seir Me'akev HaSapar. But once you get to the second stage of Yom Kippurim, sprinkling the blood on the Paroiches, there the Seir is Me'akev HaSapar. In one way, the Gemara explains. Hey Chavido, she'enu yochel liter mida para la paroiches. He can't sprinkle the blood of the bull on the paroiches. Achi ten mida maseir ben abadim before he sprinkles the blood of the seir in Kodesh Kodashim. Because the order of the avoidus is he does the goyul of the seir, then he shechts the par, takes the blood of the par into Kodesh Kodashim, sprinkles the blood. Then he shechts the seir and takes the blood of the seir into Kodesh Kodashim and sprinkles the blood of the seir. Then he goes out of Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkles the blood of the par on the paroiches, and then he sprinkles the blood of the seir on the paroiches, and then come to the third stage, which is the mizbech. So the goyrul of the seir is not me'akev. The par is really considered to be roy before the goyrul, and if he did shchut yichutz of the par outside, is a problem. But the order from here on is me'akev, and he cannot sprinkle the blood of the par in stage 2, one of the pareches, before he sprinkles the blood of the seir in Kodesh Kadoshim inside. He can't change the order of the sprinkling of the blood. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Yuma, Dav Chav Zayin.